2 days ago, I told you about four Massachusetts towns, Douglas, Oxford, Sutton, and Webster, initiating voluntary lockdowns from dusk till dawn because they are fear-mongering about mosquitoes. They initially said that if parents want to take their kids to utilize public parks and open fields, they would have to submit proof of health insurance and sign waivers of indemnification. And those voluntary lockdowns, stay inside your home, they effective immediately start from 6 p.m. till sun up, and October 1st from 5 p.m. till sun up through the first hard frost of the year. And in New England, that changes. That's never something you can plan on. Now, they're leaning on the conditioning of COVID, where people voluntarily gave up their liberty under the guise of public safety. Well, it's only been 2 days and it's already getting worse. Before I tell you these horrific details, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. They're a trusted name in the world of precious metals, and I've been using them for a couple years. Recently, Kevin DeMeritt, the founder of Lear, assisted the FBI in a nationwide gold theft ring by providing key information to law enforcement that helped save customers millions of dollars. Pretty cool. I choose Lear to help educate my viewers about the strategic need to own gold. It protects you and me against the enormous financial challenges we face today and likely will for years to come. If you have been thinking about buying gold or silver and want to hold it on your own, or just want an IRA where somebody else holds it, then call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Ask them for ask them the tough questions. They'll give you all this information. There's no pressure to buy. And if you start investing now as it continues to grow, you will be better off. If things go bad, gold has always held value. There are a lot of people who don't understand that. They think, you know, the dollar bill is worthless. Yes, gold throughout, since it's been found, since it's been uncovered, has always had value. Give them a check. Give them a call. Give them a check. Check them out. Give them a call. 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. All right, I told you it's already getting worse. And the governments, the local governments in Massachusetts, are starting to flex their muscles on the citizens. Well, eight new communities are now considered high risk for West Nile virus, which is, I'll get to this in a second, but it's Boston, Abington, Brockton, East Bridgewater, Marion, Mattapoisett, Rochester, and Whitman. Now, so far this year, there have been two human cases and no animal cases of West Nile virus. They're starting to pump up the fear because that's what Dr. Fauci was hospitalized for. Fauci, the guy that the blue states hold in high regard, he got bit by a mosquito and got West Nile virus, so everybody else must live in fear. Guys, New England, I can only talk about New England because I've been there the majority of my life. Massachusetts has always dealt with mosquitoes, with West Nile and Triple E, Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Always. It's nothing new. But in Plymouth, the recent Triple E infection that was diagnosed in a horse has now caused the government to flip their lid and tell everybody that, you know, they're danger, Will Robinson. So all parks and public fields, all public parks and fields now in Plymouth have been closed every single day from dusk until dawn in response to a horse getting Triple E. A horse. Yeah. You sheeple, give up your freedoms and liberties because a horse got Triple E. A horse. Now, all athletic leagues and other public organizations that utilize public parks and fields will be prohibited from continuing outdoor activities beyond dusk. So, all football seasons, fall baseball, outdoor basketball, recreation, lacrosse, field hockey, soccer, everything your children do in the fall to stay out of trouble in Massachusetts, canceled because of a mosquito. And you should be afraid. Very, very afraid. Now, signs will be placed at all public parks and fields enforcing this order. But I encourage you to walk right past those signs and continue being free Americans. Now, while West Nile virus symptoms are typically mild, Triple E, while very rare, can be fatal in humans with about a 30% fatality rate if not caught in time. And mosquitoes, like I said, have been around since the dinosaurs, and humans have always been bit by mosquitoes. In New England, what do you do when it's time for mosquitoes in the evenings, right? You go into a cookout, it's starting to get cooler. We know the mosquitoes are going to be out because that's what they do. You wear long sleeves, you wear pants, you use some off, something with DEET, and you burn citronella candles. And people have been doing that for friggin' decades. So, rather than push people to take the proper precautions, the government wants you to stay locked in from dusk till dawn, and most of the people will do it. That's the scary part. The Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project, tell me that's not a money burner, right? They've been spraying requested neighborhoods, weather permitting, and will continue ground spraying for all public parks and fields until early this week here, and also spraying all schools, and that should finish that by midweek, from what the officials in Plymouth have said. Now, spraying has been taken, and usually takes place between 2 a.m. and sunrise, and Massachusetts towns and cities have been doing this for years. This is nothing new. However, they know how they can flex their muscles now, because people in Massachusetts still drive around in a car with the windows up wearing a mask. Now, although spraying will be done at all these schools and public parks and fields, you still can't use them. And the Plymouth town officials recommend that in Plymouth, at least, all private property owners, that's you in your home, they want you to follow these same protocols for public safety. That's right. Take away all of your children's freedoms, take away all of your liberties, and give them to the government so they can keep you safe. Do not comply. Take the necessary precautions and ignore the government. Massachusetts is a test case for the rest of the United States, folks. Do not fall for it again. In Massachusetts, it's Tripoli and West Nile. You already have heard about GMO modified mosquitoes that Bill Gates did interviews on and have released into the population. It's all part of the plan. Why do we need GMO modified mosquitoes? And Fauci, their leader, was hospitalized, so the rest of you should give up your rights. Don't do it.